Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I mentioned to John and Larry just a couple minutes ago, we got so much going on in this day, in this four-hour stretch, I am exhausted already. We're going to start with some, I'm going to say, very unsettling information, some unsettling news. One of our local church festivals has been canceled, and not for the reasons that you think. Here to delve into this, I'm sorry, the festival is Our Lady of Grace Parish Festival, and Ellen Motti from the Pittsburgh Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh joins us this morning. Welcome, Ellen.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
So what's going on? Why was the festival canceled?
So the festival was canceled out of caution and a desire to really prioritize people's safety. The Diocese of Pittsburgh Pastoral Center received in late July a handwritten note that said, cancel August 14th to 17th festival. Security problem is huge.
Wow.
And with that, clearly there wasn't a lot of specific information there, but it was enough to raise concern and raise discussions. The pastor, Father David Bonner, the priest administrator, was notified because Our Lady of Grace is the only parish known to be having a festival those specific dates. And he immediately notified law enforcement. He said that the Scott Township Police were immensely helpful and supportive. And it was a very, very difficult decision. He had spoken with the police. He spoke with the festival committee. And he said it was a decision that very much weighed on everyone's hearts and was difficult to make, but that they really did believe in the circumstances, and especially in light of the number of mass shootings that have happened across the nation that everyone is really still grieving for, that the safe thing to do and the thing to do out of care for everyone was really to go ahead and cancel the festival this year.
So the cancellation of the festival does a couple things to me. First, it is a reflection of the sign of the times we live in, which is disheartening. But I'm also guessing that festivals like these mean a lot to the parishes financially.
They do. And that's definitely a factor, that there will be a loss of income to Our Lady of Grace Parish and School and to the vendors who are scheduled to work at the festival. And we do not take that lightly. Father Bonner, in weighing the risks, said everyone's safety has to come first, and that it's a very sad moment for him to have to make that decision. And he and the parish community remain very committed to the church's mission and to supporting the community and to the life of the parish, and are very hopeful to work together and find other ways to continue the revenue of the parish and also the community-like experience, but that for right now it was not time for the festival to happen.
And Ellen, last question before we let you go, because I'm sure you weren't the exact person who opened that letter, but, and I don't know if this was conveyed to you or not, but there's always, my heart always drops when I get a letter that doesn't have a return address on it that appears to be anonymous, because 9 times out of 10, there's nothing good in that letter.
Yes, and from a personal perspective, I would say that, there's definitely kind of a look to some anonymous mail that comes in, but you are correct. I was not the one who received that letter, so I cannot speak to exactly what it looked like or how that felt.
So are there other festivals scheduled still throughout the summer?
To my knowledge, I do not know the exact lineup, but I do know that the Pittsburgh Catholic had published a list of quite a few parishes with festivals. I do not know off the top of my head when the last one would be.
Okay. All right. And Our Lady of Grace is located in Scott Township, correct?
Correct.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's very disappointing to me to have to report on this story because I hope it doesn't. It just reflects where we are as a society, and that's disheartening to me. But we appreciate you.
It is, but I think Father Dave and the parish are sad and disheartened, but also really hoping it can pull together the community in a certain sense to find new ways for that community experience and new ways to support each other with an awareness that we are in trying times.
Indeed. Ellen Motti from the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, thanks so much. This was kind of breaking news for us this morning, so we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with us.
No problem. Happy to be with you.
All right. Have a good day.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, how about that? So a Catholic Church festival receives a vague threat. And now the festival is canceled. You understand the times we live in, so I totally understand. They can't take any chances. But it saddens me to think that once again, we make decisions. We are forced to make decisions for other safety as a result of an anonymous threat.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.